predictability. The milkman, the paper boy, the evening TV.
Started doing laundry, I never knew how relaxing sitting on a warm pile of clothes could be.
Oh my gosh, that is so much smarter than sitting on a warm pie.
But you're not actually sitting on a pie, are you?
No. It still has 10 more minutes in the oven.
Hey, Steph, trying to hatch some sweatpants?
Oh, Deej, do we have to have the talk about where sweatpants come from?
So, Deej, are you seeing Steve? What do you have planned for him today?
Well, you make it sound like I'm in charge of him.
Well, maybe that's because the last three dates were hot yoga, scrapbooking, and a two-day seminar on closet reorganization.
And now everything in his closet sparks joy. Actually, for your information, Steve is choosing where we're going on our date today.
Mm. You sure you're up for that? You don't really like surprises.
Steve and I have been together forever. There's not much he can do to surprise me.
Hey, Deej.
Oh! You startled me. Startled, which is not the same as being surprised.
Oh, man, did I miss hot laundry?
No. Sorry, but thanks for the recommendation.
What did I tell you? Hoodies on top, right? They hold the heat.
Yep. Hi.
Hey.
I am excited. I don't know what I'm excited for, but I'm excited.
I'm excited, too, and I'm not even going.
We are going to...
Kindergarten?
The store to return those?
Cooking class.
Oh, stop piling on, Steve. Really, where are we going?
No, no, for real, cooking class.
Surprise.
Cooking. I haven't done that since breakfast 2 hours ago.
Ooh, I see you're playing a racing game. Would you like some competition?
Sorry, Fernando. It's a little harder than it looks.
You're forgetting I am a recently retired famous race car driver.
I did forget that, and I'm still forgetting it now.
It's always open.
Hello?
It's a stranger. I knew this open door policy would backfire. Shoot.
Relax. It's just the Postmates guy.
Yep. Just delivering food to people too lazy to get it themselves.
That's me. You mind bringing over? My legs are asleep.
Absolutely. The less you move, the more I make.
Whoa! Get out of here!
That's what DJ always says.
How did you know I don't live here?
Are you Fernando Hernandez Guerrero Fernandez Guerrero?
Depends. Are you going to tell me you're my son?
You're my favorite Formula One race car driver. You've caused more spectator injuries than any racer in history.
You're too kind.
Wait, you really were a famous race car driver? I thought you just carried a helmet through rooms like the astronauts in I Dream of Jeannie.
Do you mind if I take a selfie with you?
Anything for a Fernando.
3, 2, whoa.
Oh, dream. I believe. I'm Ramona.
I'm Ethan.
No, I'm Ramona. Wait, is that a Greenpeace button? Were you at the rally?
Yeah, I was the guy with the Save the Whale sign.
There were about like 400 guys with that sign.
I was the one who wasn't vaping.
I like buttons too.
I know he's on my couch, but we are not related.
I am related. I'm her papa.
Whoa, you're Fernando's daughter? You're racing royalty.
Enough cheating and chatting. I am not running a Fernando fan club. Actually, I am, but it's online only, okay? This meet cute is over. Be gone, delivery boy.
But Dad!
Dad? Suddenly I'm no papa anymore, I am Dad? Be gone more, delivery boy!
It was nice meeting you, Ethan.
Nice meeting you, Ramona Hernandez-Guerrero, Fernandez Guerrero.
I can't believe you.
I can't believe you cannot believe.
I can't believe I missed something dramatic.
Whoa. This burrito comes with chips.
To get through this laundry, you are really at the bottom of your closet.
I am Sir Maximilian of the Lower Pacific Heights, dragon slaying knight of the round table.
Is that your mom's letter opener?
Not anymore. Come on, let's hit it. The Renaissance Fair starts in an hour.
The Renaissance Fair? Of course! Right! Yeah, you don't need to tell me. I totally know. I just need to throw on my capelet here. Okay. I am Stephanie, Lady of the Laundry and Princess of Tide.
You forgot about the fair, didn't you?
Okay. You got me. I might have a tiny little case of baby brain. But just because I'm a new mom doesn't mean I'm not still fun Aunt Steph. Right here. I'm going to throw on my corset. I'm going to pack up Danny, and we will get out of here.
I think your damsel's in distress.
Yeah. If I'm not back in 5 minutes, summon ye old hazmat unit.
Welcome to Advanced French Cooking for Couples. Today we start by breaking down a whole chicken.
Oh, chicken, you think you're all that? Well, you're not so hot.
Bam! Chicken got broken down.
Oh, look. The Feinsteins have brought their own cleavers. They are ready to cook.
The sharpest blade for the sharpest students. And what did you bring, Blondie?
Matching shoes? I think we brought Crocs to a knife fight.
Don't worry about those guys, Teach. This is going to be great.
I don't know. Advanced French cooking? Usually you start with the basics. I mean, I cook every day, but you don't. Whoa, how did I not know this about you? The only cooking I've ever seen you do is eat.
Well, after my divorce, I needed a hobby and dinner. So, voilà, French cooking school.
Ça, c'est un poulet parfait.
Merci, mais ça m'a pris 20 secondes, Jacques Pepin, pour le faire en 18.
Attention! This is a perfect chicken. Bravo, Monsieur L.
Yeah, me. We're teammates. Yeah, I drove us here. Aw, honey. Does it smell like your delivery boy, fella?
It does. Breakfast burrito, an environmentally friendly deodorant. Thanks to Dad, it's all I have left of my Postmate soulmate.
Some say love is fickle and fleeting, but from my experience as a woman, true love is like a frisbee. It always comes back.
What are you talking about? Frisbees don't come back.
Well, they do if you throw it to a dog. He catches it and then brings it back. Did I not explain that? No. Trust me, true love is like a dog with a frisbee. If Ethan loves you, he'll come back panting. It's always open.
Wow, that was a really steep hill. Someone order an emergency lasagna?
My daughter ordered it because she is fun, unpredictable, and likes Italians. You look Italian. Are you Italian?
No, but I get that a lot.
Really?
No.
Mom, what are you doing?
Oh, you're right. I did order too much. Hunky non-Italian delivery guy, you'll have to eat with her.
I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed by my mom.
It's okay. She's cute. Runs in the family.
No, I'm Ramona.
Sorry, I'm taken.
You know, I'm not Italian, but I do like Italian movies.
Me too. They're playing Cinema Paradiso tonight at the Rialto. Is there any chance that you might...
Oh, no. High priority delivery. Gotta take this. Great seeing you again. Nice meeting you.
No, I'm Ramona.
I didn't even get his number.
Remember, Frisbee. He'll be back. Unless he gets stuck on the roof.
What was that dreamy Fernando Superfando doing back here?
Well, Mom ordered him for me. And you can't stop me from seeing him.
Actually, I just did. I am the high-priority customer, Miss Leva, my daughter, Alona. And that delivery will take him to a mailbox in Alcatraz prison. I hope he enjoys delivering guac to the rock.
Mom, why is Dad acting so crazy? I mean, I've dated boys before.
Boys, yes. Young men, no. And the older you get, the more protective he's becoming.
What, so I'm never gonna date again?
No. The older you get, the more I'm going to scheme with you.
Okay, Lord Max. She has changed, she's burped, and we're ready to go with.
If we hurry, we can still be there in time to pull the sword from the stone. You just have to drive on the sidewalk.
We can do whatever we want. I've got one of those baby on board stickers on the car.
Great, we won't miss a thing.
Ready? Here we go. Okay, well, we may miss a little. I just gotta get this puke off my corset. Hey, finally something I learned in college is gonna come in handy.
Can he saute or can he saute? Hala!
Are we making hala? I thought that was next week.
Ed Coutet!
Oh, which one of you is Ed Coutet? Because you're in trouble.
No, no, DJ, écoute means listen.
Oh, then I should probably écoute then.
For our final course. We are going to have a little fun, a competition.
Oh, you know how much I love competitions. What is the competition? Oh, it doesn't matter. The Feinsteins are going down.
You're to make a multi-tiered Napoleon. The winner will receive the ultimate prize, a certificate for another class with me.
Irvin, I have
have got this in the bag. We haven't paid for a class since Cheesapalooza 2014.
That's when we found out I was lactose intolerant.
Yeah, and that wasn't a fun way to find that out.
Honey, how do you say you're going down in French?
Oh, hey, Feinsteins. Je suis sûr que vous êtes super gentil, mais je pars comme ça pour impressionner ma copine, hein? Et je suis vraiment désolé. Bonne chance.
Oh, I love it when you insult people in a foreign language.
Sorry.
What is happening here? You have an updo. What are you up to? It's the hunky delivery boy. Little lady, where do you think you're going? Give me a little why?
Hey, Ethan.
Hey, Ramona. What's happening?
Not much. You want to go for a walk?
Sure.
Oh, I need a whisk.
Your whisk is my command.
Hello there. Are you looking for this?
No, I'm looking for this. Oh, I grabbed
that. I don't care. My husband and I have logged 120 class hours. And that is not counting the weekend trip in Luxembourg, where we took an intensive workshop on knife skills.
Well, Steve and I have never been to Luxembourg, but we have been to Epcot. And you don't see 40 countries in an hour without picking something up. In Japan, the hand is used as a knife.
Deej, I need the thingamajig that does the who's he what's it to the stuff you keep in the cabinet next to the fridge.
What, the blue one?
No, the red one.
Oh, one flower sieve coming up.
What is this gibberish?
This gibberish is the reason that you're gonna lose. Because Steve and I have been dating for 25 years. Not each other, not the whole time, and certainly not in a row. But we have a history, and that's what matters. So what I'm saying is, you're going down, Phyllis.
My name is Gloria.
Well, you look like a Phyllis to me. That is it. We have to make the biggest, best Napoleon ever. Bigger than Napoleon himself.
Look, honey, I don't know what's going on over there with you and Mrs. Feinstein, but I like it.
I'm sorry I clubbed you. That Swiffer packs more of a punch than you think.
It's okay, Kimberlina. My knee is sore, but it's never been so free of dust.
I know it's hard for you to see Ramona dating, but Ethan seems like a good kid. And he's definitely a step up from Popko and that Japanese boy band boy.
What Japanese boy band boy?
Oh. Never mind. Look, you may not like Ethan, but Ramona does. And I'll let you in on a little secret. At first, my parents didn't like a certain Latin lover of mine.
Who is this man? I will hunt him down and refuse to make eye contact. Oh, you're talking about me. How dare they?
The point is, I fell in love with you because you're handsome. Mm. And you have the voice of an angel. Mm? And you can solve a Rubik's Cube with your toes. Mm. And my parents' disapproval only made you more attractive. Mm-hmm.
Then they fell into the trap I didn't know I had set.
Strong, independent women don't want to be told what to do. We taught Ramona to make good choices. Now we have to trust her to make them.
Or, and hear me out,
We wear costumes and follow her everywhere she goes.
No. Yes. No. Maybe. No. That's the old us.
Why must we be such good parents?
Oh, hey, Ethan and I are going to the movies. Is that okay?
Of course.
And we will not follow you with costumes.
Thanks. Good to know.
Aw, our little girl is going out on a date. With a boy. With a car. Which means she won't need me to get where she's going. And we won't have those deep conversations while stuck in traffic when she has no choice but to talk to me. Why must we be such good parents?
What are you still doing here?
I missed the sword and the stone ceremony. Thanks to Aunt Steph.
You know, Max, you might want to give her a break.
But she doesn't care about me anymore.
Listen, Mom did the same thing to me when you were a baby. She was supposed to take me to Willow Gardner's 6th birthday party, but you had a cold, and she couldn't. I was a real jerk to Mom. I wouldn't even eat her apology pancakes.
How is this supposed to make me feel better?
Well, the point is, Mom was doing the best she could. And so was Aunt Steph.
All right, Max. I just need 5 more minutes for Danny's Jester onesie to dry, and then we are gonna party like it's $15.99.
Aunt Steph, we don't have to go to the rent fair.
Wait, what? But you have your cape pressed.
It's okay. It's a pretty neutral cape. I can wear it a lot of places.
Max, I'm really, really sorry that I disappointed you. I didn't mean to. And I promise, I don't know how or when, but I'm gonna make this up to you.
You're not the one who should be apologizing, I am. It's hard being a new mom, and I'm sorry I made your job even harder.
Come here, buddy. No, Max, this is really mature of you. What made you realize that?
You wouldn't believe me if I told you.
Finish up, class. Your Napoleons must be finished in 30 seconds.
C'est magnifique.
Darn those Feinsteins. They layered up too. I know what ours needs. A berry. A statement berry.
Honestly, DJ, I think it looks pretty good the way it is.
Pretty good? A second place? That's loser talk. Pull your head out of your Crocs.
Cinq, quatre, trois, deux, et fin!
Zut alors!
Looks like your Napoleon met its Waterloo.
Yeah, that's where he lost.
Yeah, they know that, Herb. They're losers, not idiots. Oh, coupons for closers.
Steve, I am so sorry. Why are you laughing? We lost.
Just realized how cute you get whenever you get all competitive over silly stuff. And honestly, I've been trying not to laugh ever since you said statement, Barry.
Well, I've been trying not to laugh ever since you said shoe twin powers activate.
Oh, it's good.
You are dismissed. Unless you are staying for my next class. Texas barbecue for beginners.
Is this my imagination? Or do I hear the mellifluous sound of the hurdy-gurdy? From the backyard. Zoom! Do my eyes lie? Sir Maximilian.
backyard. You're just in time. We're waiting a worthy knight to pull the sword from the stone.
You mean this sword?
No!
Relax. Don't get your tunics in a twist.
Sir Max, 'tis thouest turn.
Woo!
Woo! Okay, everybody, let the festivities begin.
You really did this all for me?
Of course I did, Max. I love you. And I know it's going to be a little different now with the baby. We might not always be able to go out and do the fun stuff we used to, but it doesn't mean we can't bring the fun to us.
You're the fairest maiden in all the land.
Oh, why, thank you, fine sir.
Hey, who wants a lump of Napoleon?
Ooh, I'd love two lumps. It's my cheat day.
Based on the looks of that dessert, cooking class was a bust.
It was actually a blast. Yeah, I saw a whole new side of Steve. Now, after 25 years, we know each other pretty well, but there's still plenty of surprises. Today, he was this French-speaking rock star tearing apart a chicken in Crocs. Oh, it was pretty hot.
Sounds like DJ has a crush on a chicken ripper.
I think I do.
My baby! You came back!
How long was I gone?